Welcome, everybody. You may have a seat. We'll have our announcements.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms and all of you that play the role of mom. Happy Mother's Day. And Judith, I hear you had a birthday. Happy birthday, Judith. You must be close to 39. If you would like to give today, there's an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfer with the church's email, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery and ARC Sunday School will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Sunday School for age 4 to grade 5, and nursery infant to 3 years old. There will be a youth group this week at the church from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And a big thank you to all those who came out with spring cleaning for the church yesterday. If you are interested in learning more about church membership, please contact Pastor Lewis or the office, and they will set that up. We did that a few months ago, and it's not that bad. Some other future events that are coming is our Grad Sunday on June 4th, and something I think the church picnic on June 11th, so that should be fun. Thank you.
Stop.
What patience would wait as we constantly roam. What Father so tender is calling us home. He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Our sins, they are many, His mercy is more. Just thank you, Jesus, that you've made yourself accessible. You are an accessible God. You love us and you call us to love you back, and then you make it possible. So we just thank you for your presence and your Holy Spirit here. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Yeah, good stuff. So kids, you're free to go to Sunday school, and everybody else, you're free to dish out hugs and handshakes, however you like to greet each other. We should come up with a greeting song. It's like every time it's greeting time, it's like yeah, let's think of one. It's gotta just be like just music. And kinda like happy. Good morning, Gertie. Thank you. Always. Always. Yeah, I don't know. Do-do-do. And then give it a little like flourish ending, and then everyone knows that's their cue. Sit down.
too wild in the back there. The one Sunday you weren't here, Esther came up with the drums and just gently, like, it was almost like he knew what he was doing. We have to train these drummers. Good morning. I guess it's fitting on Mother's Day to have another baby announcement. Benjamin Jack Hauer. He was born basically seconds after midnight. And so Josiah and Jess, apparently they're doing okay too. 8 pounds, 7 ounces. Ezra got to see him this morning through video, and I don't know, he was that impressed. So I just, you know, we'll see how that goes. Today, after the service, when you walked in, you probably saw flowers. We want to give flowers to our ladies today. There's actually cake as well after church. One other announcement is men's group is meeting this Tuesday like they normally do, but this will be their last meeting basically for the summer, and then in the fall they'll pick up again. Today, we're going to use 2 Corinthians to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration in 2 Corinthians 1-3, it says, "All praise to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the source of every mercy and the God who comforts us. We are people who have experienced the mercy and comfort of God. Let us come before him now with silent expression of adoration and praise." Confession, Paul writes in chapter 3, verse 4. "We're confident because of the great trust in God through Christ. It is not that we think we can do anything of lasting value by ourselves. Our only power and success comes from God. Does this express the true focus and attitude in your own hearts and minds? Where have we placed our trust this week? Has it been in ourselves or in Christ? Let us confess these instances of selfish pride." Thanksgiving, chapter 4, 17, 18. "For our present troubles are quite small and won't last very long. Yet they'll produce for us an immeasurable great glory that'll last forever. So we don't look at the troubles that we can see right now. Rather, we look forward to what we've not yet seen. For the troubles we see will soon be over, but the joys to come will last forever. People of God, let us lift up our eyes from our many present troubles into the face of Christ. There'll be a time of unending joy, life without sorrow or pain or suffering. Let us be thankful for those things that are eternal and the glory that is at work within us." Thank you, Jesus, that you are our hope. Supplication, chapter 1, verse 8, 10, 11. "We were crushed and completely overwhelmed. We thought we'd never live through it, and he did deliver us, and we're confident he'll continue to deliver us. He'll rescue us because you are helping by praying for us. Are we or someone around us overwhelmed and in need of a rescue? God hears our prayers. He will deliver. Let us bring a request before him now." God, we thank you for our mothers, for which none of us would be here without them. We just thank you for the gift they've been, the grace, the compassion, and the love and care. And so, God, I pray as they, through years, have poured themselves out, that you would refresh and renew and fill them. We pray for Gloria and Jerry, for Liz and Malcolm's family, for Brian and Rita, for Will and Martha's family, for Carol, for Angel, Cynthia and Jill, for Dawn and Thea's family, for Lisa and Chris, for Janelia and Carter and their family, Corrine and Isaac, Marge and Ben, for Tamley's family, Shannon and Cam, for Matthew and Trina, and then some places around the world, Ghana, Haiti, Honduras, Iran, Sudan, Ukraine, we pray for peace. For Canada, United States, God, we pray for healing, that your work would begin in us. And then all the unspoken requests. God, things at times we don't even have words for. But we know that you hear our hearts and our cries. Come and meet us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone, and to all our very dear moms, happy Mother's Day. The reading today will be from Isaiah 61, and it's a very, very special one. I really like this verse. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted, and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it the day of God's anger against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory. To rest.